GAA on Off the Ball.
Now, you're very welcome back. So we are joined by Mr. Ken Hogan, a name familiar to hurling fans everywhere, of course. All-Ireland winner with Tipperary in 89 and 91, five Munster titles, an All-Star in 87 as well. Who's counting though, Ken, right?
Joe, how are you keeping tonight?
Very well. So listen, you're some man. You're meant to be taking it easy, and here you are on Sunday. I thought I had misread this and then misheard this when I found out. So on Sunday, you were manager of two teams winning their county titles, basically. Two finals, two teams in the one day. Is that about the gist?
Yeah, and in two different counties as well, by the way.
So, Laura in Tipperary, your club, the Camogie team there, and then Rhinas in Offaly in the hurling. These were the two. So how did you get involved here? Did I read you got involved with Laura and the Camogie team? You bumped into them after Mass and they'd nobody for a few sessions and it went from there.
Yeah, that's basically it, Joe. A couple of years ago, I was over at Mass for some relation of mine, and in Rathcabin, that's our local village where I went to school. And I met Katie Kennedy, our goalkeeper extraordinaire, outside the church. And I said, "Well, Katie, how's the Camogie going?" And Katie was actually emotional about it. The tears were flowing down her cheeks, literally, because she said, "Ken, the club is gone. We have nobody. We have nobody to look after us." So,
at that point, you said, "All right, fair enough. I'm off."
That's absolutely genuine. Yeah, exactly. And at that time, you know, I was after taking over with St. Rhinus, and obviously, I was involved with my own club. And I said, "Listen, Katie, that's not going to happen. What I'll do is I'll give you one night a week." And our present club chairman, Aidan McIntyre, whose daughter, Clodagh, was captain and the star of the team, Aidan said, "Ken, I'll go in with you." He came in with me and it started from there because the club itself had been struggling. We had a dearth of players, you know, a lot of players gone. And from our perspective, we needed to keep the club going. So from that perspective, I think it was the players really that deserve the credit. They hung in there, Joe. Mark Hoolan came on board this year with me as well, a young fellow from Laura, huge asset to the team as well. And the club itself would have actually died only for a girl called Caroline O'Mara. She was on the panel, but she's also involved in the club hugely, both in hurling and has kids playing. But she actually kept the club alive. And Pauline Hochter, who came back from Laois this year, took on the role of secretary. So Bernie Cleary as well. These are the people that kept the club alive. But Karen O'Mara just kept on to the players on the WhatsApp group, kept cajoling, bringing back players that had retired. Mm. We had four mothers involved, Joe. And it was absolutely wonderful to reach the promised land on Sunday.
I'm sure it was. That sounds like an amazing effort from everybody, not least yourself, because I was reading as well, Laura had lost four finals in a row before Sunday.
Yeah, you see, at that level, it's very competitive, and we had played a very good Tipperary team last year in the final when I was involved. And then this year we had played my Carkey Burris, very, very good team, very strong team. And we had lost heavily to him in the league, so we were under no illusions what was going to happen. But our guys were so hungry. They were just really up for the game. I'd like to compliment my Carkey Burris, by the way, and the Tipperary Camogie board, because they, in actual fact, agreed to bring the game forward to 10:30. Originally, it was for 11:30. There was no alternative date. And I said, "Lads, can you just give me a chance to be with the team to at least warm them up and be there for maybe a half an hour?" So in fairness to my Carkey Burris, they sportingly agreed. And it kicked off at 10:30. The frost had just gone, Joe.
That, well, to be fair to them, they deserve to be applauded. That's a brilliant gesture because, well, one, that extra hour in the morning is a lot, I think, when you're going to play a big match. Those early morning throw-ins are no fun. And secondly, it could have been just natural, not quite spite, but just, you know, healthy animosity. Let's not give them an inch to say no. So, like, that's an amazing gesture on their part to do that.
A huge gesture, and we really appreciate it. The sporting gesture.
Mm,
and
yeah.
Yeah, we're talking about sport here. And I think, you know, as a club ourselves, we had facilitated teams throughout the year. And all the games, funny enough, in the Tipperary Camogie Championship were played at 11 a.m. on a Sunday morning. So both teams were no strangers to starting early. And girls are very resilient, you know, and a huge crowd at the game as well in the Camogie grounds in the Rag. It was you know, in pristine condition. And nobody was worried about the game when it started, because it was a really tough game, start to finish. We were glad of the water break, Joe. We were 6 points down at the water break, but we came back to lead to be 3 points down at half time, and a massive second half by all the girls really put a huge effort together. The hunger, the drive, and above all, the will to win. That's what got them across the line in the end.
Well, I was reading the plan was for you maybe with 10 minutes to go, hopefully cup in the bag, to skulk off towards your second county final of the day. But things were too close, and so you stayed on. Is that right?
Yeah, a neighbour of mine, Michael Liffey, had agreed to meet me at the gate, and we were going back together to Burr, where I'd be meeting my wife and Andy Smith, my trainer with St. Rhinus, Andy of Galway fame. So Mick was waiting at the gate for a long time, because there was no way, to, as Ferguson said, to squeaky bum time, Joe. There was only a couple of pints in it. It came down to 1 pint. My car key pressed strong. They got it 21 yards free. It just flew over the bar. Some tremendous defensive work, great goalkeeping by Katie, and brilliant work all over the field. You know, we have a small panel of 19. All the girls were there on the sideline. Grania Hawk, you know, she had a cruciate ligament injury. And she was there beside me as my assistant, Michael Carrick, like, and she said, Ken, how do you do this in the sideline? But thankfully, we got across the line. It was one of the sweetest victories ever for myself as a manager. I never got such a thrill to see the delight in those girls' eyes. And for the parish ourselves, we needed a big lift. We had a tough year this year, Joe, and we needed a huge lift. And girls like Cuiva Kennedy and Katie O'Mara out in Dubai, they missed out on the big day. They had gone out teaching out there. And please God, they'll be back next year playing with a top-class team. And we wish them all the best as well.
Well, listen, that's amazing. That's great. You've got to be careful who you're talking to after Mass, you know? You don't know where you'll end up as a result. I can't believe there wasn't some benefactor there to give Ken Hogan a helicopter to get up to the second match. But anyway, we'll let that one slide.
The Football Pod with Paddy and Andy.
I remember having the argument with Jack beforehand, kind of going, Jack, if this shit doesn't work, you better put me back out in the field and don't be whipping, don't whip the big donkey out of full power.
Download the OTB Sports app and subscribe to the GAA podcast feed now.
So you've got an awfully hurling county final then. Here's Joe Troy on Midlands commentating on this one. Have a listen.
Rain is now trying to break it loose. It's scrambling around in the square. Rain is still having it. They're trying to bring it forward. Stephen Corcoran's out there. Ball, is it going to be finished? Flannery gets a chance. Rain is getting a second chance. It's in the back of the net. The ball bobbles loose there. Flannery looked to make a noose of himself. His first chance was bottled up. Stephen Quirk then made no mistake. We have the goal. The goal and might settle the county final.
There you go. So you had drama in the first game, and then it's booted up the road for this one, and it's a goal, deflected goal from Stephen Quirk there, 2 minutes into injury time, and suddenly that's your second win of the day. So drama all the way.
Absolute drama, and you know, I was brought back down to earth pretty quickly when I hit O'Connor Park in Tullamore, because we were really on the ropes, Joe. Kildare came out all guns blazing, as I expected. But I didn't expect such a performance from Kildare, considering they had a number of young fellas playing in the first county final. But no better team than Kildare. They had been a bit of a bogey team for St. Rhinus in county finals, and had won the 2-15 final as well against St. Rhinus. So it was a struggle. It was a real dogfight all the way. It was a dour game. Everything was contested. I'd have to salute both teams. The fitness of both teams, fitness levels of both teams was very strong. It was a very physical game, and we were really rattled for long stages of the game. I think we had 16 wides into the bargain, Joe. It just didn't look to be our day, but the lads, as they always have done, from the first off in my involvement in 2019 when we came back against Spur, the last 5 minutes when Kildare had gone 3 points ahead, you know, our lads stormed off and just stayed ahead. But absolutely amazing to get the goal at the finish. I'm laughing there, Kieran Flannery making a nuisance of himself, because Flannery's our go-to man. He's the man that makes everything tick in the panel. He doesn't play all the time, but he comes in and he always makes some impression one way or the other. And he'd get a great kick out of that. He was making the nuisance himself because the lads were saying that he should have got the goal. But Stevie Kirk hit it on the volley, and thankfully we went over the line.
This is amazing for you. I mean, what a day, what a dream day. I'm sure you slept that night when the head hit the pillow. You obviously are just crazy about this game, you know, to dedicate so much of your time. You mentioned your wife there, so you've got your family life, and everyone's family life is demanding in different ways. Last time I checked, you were a guard, and I suspect the last 18 months working as part of the guards has been a very trying and tough time in lots of different ways. And, you know, you'd be entitled just to want a bit of peace and quiet yourself as well, and after all the great things you've achieved in the game. And yet here you are, I presume, pretty much given 5, 6, probably 7 days a week to the sport. What is it about management that's pulling you back, Ken?
Yeah, it's just a drug, really, for me. I'm actually attached to the Garda Training College, and then we were redeployed during COVID there. So I was out in Bourne, my hometown, where I went to school, where we do our shopping. The most amazing thing about it is, I suppose, the strength of your backroom teams. I mentioned the backroom team and Laura there, but also I've got to mention our coach, Eunan Martin, who persuaded me really to get involved. David Hughes and Martin Hanamy, as you know, former greats with Offaly.
Yeah.
And, of course, Andy Smith, our strength and condition trainer, who was a real tonic. And these guys have actually reinvigorated me in a sense, Joe, because of their enthusiasm and their ideas and their will to win and what they come up with. And I just find it all very exhilarating from the point of view. I'm not a golfer. I'm not a horse racer. Joan and the kids here, they're absolutely brilliant. We're a very close-knit family. Aoife as well, she's the only girl in the family. But Sean's in Finland, and the lads then, Keane and Brian and Colm are around. So we are just, we've done everything together. We've chased every dogfight everywhere, and they would give me massive support right throughout this. And Joan is well used to it. She knows it's a tonic for me. She knows it keeps me in good humour. And she doesn't like the long winter nights either, when I'm at home drooling, watching bloody Netflix or having to watch Coronation Street. So she's happy that I'm well out of her way, probably.
And so you said they're good for your mood, because without it, life would just be that little bit duller, and all the people that you meet, and as you said, the drive and the bit of competition, I guess without it, life would be a whole lot more pedestrian.
Yeah, and St. Ryan is like, to win 3 in a row, we can't underestimate what the lads have achieved, you know, because we facilitated, but they're the guys that went out and earned the victory. And I suppose it's just a magnificent thing to achieve that 3 in a row. Larry stole it from in 15. I wasn't involved, but in 2021, I think we smashed 4 championships really into 3, because we got caught with COVID last year. So we had to play the 2020 final, Joe, in August. So it meant we had to hit the peak in August, and again, obviously, last Sunday. So Andy Smith did a great job there. But, you know, it's the people you meet, the people that you come across, you know, both as rivals and as friends, that really make it happen. And I said to the girls the other night, it wasn't because of Camogie or because of even the club that I came back to them. It was because of them as people, as persons. Absolutely wonderful people with great character. And yeah, we talk about the youth. There's a huge amount to offer, and we see it right throughout every club, both female and male. And I'm glad that females now are getting the opportunity to express themselves, and it's seen as equal now. And thankfully, the GAA is moving in that direction as well, Joe, that they're seeing our female counterparts as equal. And I think it's only right. They provide massive entertainment. And I suppose the pandemic has brought that home to everybody, to get out in the sporting pitches where it is healthy, and more importantly, to clear the mind. It's so critical at this stage.
Well, listen, good man. Congrats. That's a hell of a Sunday, and you're not done yet. So, Ken Hogan, keep it going. Congratulations. Cheers.
Appreciate that, Joe. Thanks for calling.
There you are. Ken Hogan, who had a hell of a day Sunday. 2 county final wins as manager. And our club championship coverage here in Off the Ball, by the way, is with thanks to AIB, proud sponsors of the Football, Hurling and Camogie All-Ireland Club Championships. And you can check out #thetoughest.
GAA on Off the Ball.